Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Lift up your hands unto the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I have a Maker. He formed my heart before even time began. My life was in His hand. Sing it again. I have a Maker. I have a Maker. Me, I have a Father. I have a Father.
I have a Father.
He calls me His own.
He calls me His own.
He'll never leave me.
He'll never leave.
No matter where I go,
no matter.
This morning that you speak to us in Jesus' mighty name. Let everybody say amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. And you amen. May be seated. Turn your Bibles with me to John chapter 15. John chapter 15, and let's read from verse number 12. John chapter 15, reading from verse 12. And this is what the Bible says. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. Next verse. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. The next verse. I no longer call you slaves. Because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now you are my friends. Since I have told you everything the Father told me. Now you are my friends. Tell your neighbor, I am a friend of God. Tell another person, I am a friend of God. Say to a third person, are you aware that I am a friend of God? Put your hands together for Jesus. I started sharing with you last Sunday on a message with the title, What a Friend. What was the title of it? What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. And I explained to you that there are different ways we can describe our relationship with Jesus. And if somebody asks you that, who is Jesus to you, or what is Jesus to you? You may say that he is my Lord and Savior. You may say that he is my deliverer. You may say that he is my redeemer. Or my healer. And there are many other things that you can say. But there's another level of relationship with him. That I believe all of us must develop. Where we relate to him as our friend. Where we can confidently say that Jesus is our friend. A friend is somebody who is attached to you. A friend is somebody who has strong feelings of affection for you. And a friend is someone who wants the very best for you. As the person sitting by you, what type of friend are you to me? So let me remind you of what I just said. I said a friend or a true friend is somebody who is attached to you. It's somebody who has strong affections for you. And is somebody who wants the very best for you. That is who a true friend is. And I want you to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that Jesus wants to be that kind of friend to us. And there is a relationship you and I have to develop with him. Where we see him as our friend. Not just as our Lord. Not just as our King. Not just as our master, our healer, our redeemer, but also as a friend. And when we develop that relationship with him, the question we are asking ourselves is, what kind of friend will he be to us? And that's what we started looking at. So what kind of friend will you have in Jesus? Or what kind of friend do we have in Jesus? The first thing I said to you is that you will have a friend who has proven his love with the greatest kind of love. Jesus is that friend who has proven his love. Jesus is that friend who has proven his love. And he has proven that love by demonstrating to you and I the greatest kind of love. He himself explained to us that there is no greater love than this. That a man should lay down his life for his friends. So the greatest demonstration of love is where you are prepared to lose your life for your friends. This is not usual. Because the Bible says that scarcely for a righteous man will some die. Scarcely for a righteous man will someone die. But perhaps for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commended his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Yes,
that is the greatest demonstration of love. And if you ask me, what sort of friend do we have in Jesus? Or what sort of friend can we find in Jesus? I will say, you will have a friend who has already proven his love to you by demonstrating the greatest kind of love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number two, what kind of friend will you have in Jesus? You will have a friend who will love you at all times and will never give up on you. You will have a friend who will love you at all times and will never give up on you. And I shared with you Proverbs 17:17, where it says a friend loves at all times and a brother is born for a time of adversity. Adversity describes an unfortunate circumstance or event. And the Bible says that a friend will love at all times. And it is during the time of adversity that you will see who a true friend or a true brother or sister is. And I give you this example of how Jesus related with Peter. Peter disappointed Jesus greatly. 3 times he denied him and swore that he didn't know him, that he's never had anything to do with him ever. And Jesus, before this happened, had warned him that this is what you will do. But Peter was overconfident. Tell your neighbor, don't be too sure of yourself and don't feel too good about yourself. Tell him or her, always pray for the grace of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Jesus said this to Peter, he insisted that other people will abandon you, other people will leave you, but as for me, Pierrot, I am prepared to follow you even to death. And Jesus smiled to himself and said to him, Peter, take your time, be cool, don't talk by heart, don't be eager to say anything, just pray for yourself, because I am praying for you. So the best thing that you can do is also to pray for yourself, because I'm telling you, before the cock will crow this morning, you will say that you don't know me. And just as Jesus predicted, it happened. Peter was broken. Because he never thought that he could get to this point where he will reject his beloved Savior. After Jesus resurrected from the dead, he did not confront Peter. He did not rebuke him. He did not sack him. He didn't say to him that I said that you be the leader of this crew. I have changed my mind. From today, you are no longer the leader. And I'm not going to build the church on your confession anymore. From today, John, the beloved, is the one who will be the head of the church. Have you heard? That's not what he did.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
When he rose from the dead, he had a meeting with them by the Sea of Galilee. And three times he asked Peter, do you love me? Peter said, yes, I love you. And Jesus said, if you love me, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. Now, there is no insignificant detail in the word of God. There is a reason why Jesus asked Peter three times this question, do you love me? And I'm convinced that each time he asked him that question was to replace each time that he denied him. Because how many times did Peter deny Jesus? Three times. And for each of those three times, Jesus reinstated him by saying, do you love me? Feed my sheep. So in Jesus, you will have a friend who loves you at all times and will never give up on you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number three, if you ask me, what kind of friend do we have in Jesus? Or what kind of friend will we have in Jesus? I will say that you will have a friend who sticks closer than a brother. You will have a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Ladies and gentlemen, there are different types of friends. But one type of friend that is very rare to find is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And in Proverbs 18 verse 24, this is what the Bible says. There are friends who destroy each other. But a real friend, he sticks closer than a brother. How many have had friends who turned on you before? How many have had friends who hated you for one reason or the other? Now, the Bible says there are friends, and if you can see that the friends have been put in quotation marks. That are friends who destroy each other. One of the things you find about us is that when things don't go the way we expect, sometimes we turn on one another. But the Bible is showing us that there's a certain kind of friend who is the real friend. That friend, he sticks closer than a brother. No matter what is going on, and no matter what is happening, and it is not very normal to find friends like that. I've told you before that I am a twin. Is that not so? So I have somebody that I was born with on the same day. We were conceived at the same moment in my mother's womb. We are not identical. So what it means is that there were two eggs that met two sperms, and they met at the same time, and it worked. So they both started to grow at the same time. One ended up being called Achu, and the other one ended up being called
Eche.
I am the Achu, and I have a brother called
Eche.
My father decided to call me John.
Only papa yes of friend you honey.
And decided to call my brother James.
So we
were born on the same day. And we were very close. When we were little, we wore the same type of clothes. Same shoes. Always cut our birthday cake together. And if ever there was a time one of us went to school and the other couldn't go, it was very obvious to the teachers that something was wrong. That was how close we were. But growing up, for some reason, that closeness, even though it was there, it was not like we were. It was when we were little. Because now we had grown. And everybody had taken his own path for life. And that happens many times with twins. But along the line, I had a friend. And I was very close to that friend. So close were we that people who knew or had heard that I was a twin, when they saw me with this friend, they assumed that he was my twin brother. We were about the same height, but I was slightly taller than him, and it used to pain him. Even up till today, it pains him. And I make sure I let him know anytime we are together that I am taller than he is. And everybody assumed that he was my twin brother. And the reason why they thought that way, because I spent more time with him than I did with my own twin brother at a point. We used to go everywhere together. It was through him that I got born again. And if you come to my house at Medina, Maya Hot, and you don't find me there, the next place you should check is the home of this friend of mine. And he had 5 sisters. He was the only brother. So there were 6. But I was like the 7th member of the family. And he used to, anytime food was ready, sometimes he would just come to my place. And then he would come and whistle. My whistling has finished. So when you hear that, or sometimes you whistle a song, when I hear the whistle, I know that my friend has come. And he was a brother. Now, as we speak today, he doesn't live in this country. I don't talk to him all the time. I don't hear from him all the time. But he knows, and I know, that we are there for each other. That I am his brother. And that he is my brother. That no matter what comes his way, we are brothers for life. I'm talking about a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And that is how this friend is to me. And if you ask me, what type of friend is Jesus to us? What kind of friend do we have in Jesus? What kind of friend will you find in Jesus? You have a friend who sticks closer than a brother. I believe that that is the type of friendship that existed between Jonathan and David. Such that Jonathan was prepared to put his life on the line for his friend David. One day his father Saul almost killed him, Jonathan. because he dared to ask his father why he hated David so much. Because Jonathan knew that David hadn't done anything to his father. He knew that David loved him. And that David was a good servant to him. But I want you to understand that in this life, you can end up having people who hate you without a cause. Sometimes there's a reason for why somebody hates you. And anybody standing by will conclude and say that this person hates you. There must be a good reason for it. But I want to submit to you today. The Bible says of Jesus that he was hated without a cause. He was hated without a cause. But I want you to understand that Jesus is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And that was the friendship that existed between Jonathan and David. And if you need a friend in this life, A true friend. A friend who sticks closer than a brother. That friend you will find in Jesus. May you discover this relationship with him. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Number four. What kind of friend will you have in Jesus? You will have a friend who will never leave you nor forsake you. You will have a friend who will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews chapter 13:5-6. It says, don't love money. Be satisfied with what you have. Now notice what he says. For God has said, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you. I will never fail you. I will never abandon you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, so I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me? Matthew 28. Verse 18-20. Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. Now, this is what we call the Great Commission. Is that not so? And then the last thing that he said in verse 20. And be sure of this. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. After giving them the Great Commission, Jesus assured them of something very comforting. He said, be sure of this. It means that you can take it to the bank. That it's a check that will never bounce. Be sure of this. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. That no matter what happens to you, no matter what comes your way, no matter what challenges you meet, no matter what situations confront you, I am with you. I will always be with you. I will always be there for you, through the thick and the thin. Hallelujah. It says, till this world ends and beyond, I am that friend who will always be with you. Isaiah 43:2. It says, when you go through the deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. Now, this is the Lord assuring us that whether we go through the fire, whether we pass through the waters, He is always with us. He will never leave. He will never forsake you. One of the things you will discover in life is that often in your difficult times and moments, some of the people that you thought would be there for you are nowhere to be found. And we are all like that in one way or the other. Is that not so? Ask the person sitting by you at all. Why is it that you were not there for me in my difficult times? Evelyn, why are you pointing to Richard like that? He has shown you before, eh? I think it's our nature. I think that's what it is. That usually in difficult times, we like to just stay away. And we do that to one another.
Yes, sir.
But I'm showing you a friend who will never leave you, who will never forsake you. Whether you are in the water, whether you are in the fire, his decision is that I am sticking with you, and nothing can dislodge me, nothing can take me away from you. Whatever it is, I am here with you to the very end. What a friend we have in Jesus. I said, what a friend we have in Jesus. That's why we sing a song. Orange Army, Ajinkwe, orange am yo da. Semina moje moa, oni mene na. Semina mensuma, Yesu akami wo. Wache yembose, orange am yo. Orange am yo. I think Pastor Elvis, you sang a song today. Open me chen madam, sana Yesu te. Oye madam fupa, madam yine mo. Oye mi putenti, mi chen ni mi kwan kobia. Open me chen. And the other day we sang, Oya onyong kwa, orini wona moda, tibye ni merembo, nininwa menamo, Oya onyong kwa, orini wona moda, tibye ni merembo. I heard you sing today. Gina Pintin Wawu, Kunso Jeyimo, Mewo, Ya, Ado Wawu, Jeno, Ya, Na Wawu, Na, Wube, Kone, Jesu, Ye, Madam, Fopa, Hina, Ne, Madam, Yesu ni madam popa. Jesus. He is a friend who will never leave you. not forsake you. And that's the kind of friend we need. That's the kind of friend you need in your life. Hallelujah. Number five. What kind of friend would you have in Jesus? You will have a friend who you can go to with all your problems and issues. You will have a friend who you can go to with all your problems and all your issues. Matthew chapter 11.
Matthew 3 to
verse 28. What does it say? Let's read it together. Ready, go.
Then Jesus said,
yes.
Come to me.
Come to me.
All of you.
All of you.
Are
who are weary
and carry heavy,
and carry burdens, heavy burdens,
and I will give you
and
rest.
I will give you rest. Yes. That's the kind of friend he is. He says, come. It doesn't matter what your problems are. It doesn't matter what your burdens are. Come. And come with those problems. Come with those issues. Come with those burdens. I can handle them. Now, do you know that many times in this life, people get tired of you and your issues and your problems? Let me ask you, how many of you can say honestly that there are times when you see that your phone is ringing, and then when you see the name, you tell yourself that this call, I don't want to pick it? How many have been there before? Yesterday. You did that yesterday. Pastor Elvis says, yesterday, when he called Pastor James, Pastor James was not happy to see the call. How many of you have received a WhatsApp message? And as soon as you opened it, you said to yourself, oh, not again. Can I see some honest believers in the house of the Lord? Including myself. And the reason is this. Sometimes the feeling you have about certain people is that when will their problems end? When will they stop worrying me? When will they stop disturbing me? It's like, when will this end? Every time there's one story after the other. Natural as we are, we get tired of people's issues and people's problems. And sometimes we don't want to relate anymore. And we don't want to have anything to do with them. Because the feeling is the issues are too many. And it's like they will never end. But there is a friend who, rather than shunning you because of your problems and your issues, says to you that, come. Come with them. Come with the issues. Come with the problems. Come with your loads. Come with your burdens. It's like, I can handle them. I can deal with them. It's not a problem for me to handle these issues and to handle this burden. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What kind of friend would we have in Jesus? You have a friend who can handle all your problems and all your issues. Tell your neighbor, what a friend we have in Jesus. And clap your hands and bless the name of the Lord. Number six. What kind of friend will we have in Jesus? You will have a friend who will fill you with a sense of peace. You will have a friend who will fill you with a sense of peace. peace.
John 14,
verse
27.
It says, I am leaving you with a gift. This is Jesus speaking to his disciples. And therefore, he's speaking to you and I. He says, I am leaving you with a gift. Peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. So Jesus is saying to us that I am that friend who will give you peace, peace of mind, and peace of heart, so that you will no longer be troubled, so that you will no longer be afraid. He is a friend who will fill you with a sense of peace, a sense of peace. A true friend, it's someone you can go to with all your issues, and by the time you're leaving that friend, you have a sense of peace. And there's no greater friend to give you that sense of peace and to give you peace of mind and peace of heart than this friend called Jesus. What kind of friend will we have in Jesus? You'll have a friend who will fill you with a sense of peace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number 7, what kind of friend will we have in Jesus? You will have a friend who will always want the best for you. And we will want the best out of you. You will have a friend who will always want the best for you. And also a friend who will want the best out of you. Proverbs 27 verse 17. It says, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. So a friend sharpens a friend. Now, why will your friend want to sharpen you? Because he wants the best out of you. He wants to see you doing well. He wants to see you shining. He wants to see you excelling. And he wants to see you progressing and advancing in your life. Now, there are some friends who are envious of your blessings and envious of your progress in life. There are some friends who change when they see that you are doing well. When they see that you are blessed. That's when envy and jealousy sets in. And then somebody that you thought cares about you, you begin to realize that the person has changed towards you. But anybody who is a true friend always wants the best out of you. Always wants to see you doing well and shining. And ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is that type of friend. He always wants the best for you. And he always wants the best out of you. And he's always urging you and encouraging you towards doing well and towards shining and excelling in this life. If you ask me what kind of friend would we have in Jesus, I would say a friend who always wants the best for you and a friend who wants the best out of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number 8, what kind of friend will we have in Jesus? You will have a friend who will always give you good counsel. Or a friend who will always give you good advice. A good friend always gives you good advice. A good friend always gives you good counsel. Proverbs 27 verse 9. It says the heartfelt counsel of a friend is as sweet as perfume and incense. So when you receive good counsel or advice from a friend, it is something pleasant. It's something nice. It's something great. It's something that you know is good. And when you have a good friend, he gives you good counsel. And he gives you good advice. Now, Jesus wants to be that kind of friend to us. A friend who gives us good counsel and gives us good advice. Number 9, what kind of friend will we have in Jesus? We will have a compassionate friend. We will have a compassionate friend. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15. From the Good News translation of the Bible. Hebrews 4 verse 15. It says our high priest is not one who cannot feel sympathy for our weaknesses. On the contrary, we have a high priest who was tempted in every way that we are, but did not sin. So the King James Bible says that we have a high priest who can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A high priest who can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Now, what is the Bible saying here? It is describing Jesus as our high priest. There is a reason why Jesus became flesh and walked the earth like you and I walk the earth. It was so that, and there's a reason why he was born as a human being like you and I. Jesus was the Son of God, but he's also described as the Son of Man. So he was fully man and he was fully God. But one of the reasons why he had to come like an ordinary man into this life was to prepare him for a certain ministry that he was going to have, which was the ministry of a high priest. There was a need for, and a high priest is like a lawyer. A high priest is like a defense attorney. Somebody who defends you. And somebody who speaks in your interest. Now, Jesus had to become like us. So that after his resurrection, when he takes his place by the Father as our high priest, he can carry out his work with sympathy and with compassion. That even though he never sinned and he never did wrong, the Bible says he can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. That means that he understands what we go through whenever we are challenged, whenever we are tempted, whenever we are struggling in this life. And so he is a kind of friend who is full of compassion. When you are going through things, he has compassion. He has feelings for you. There is a story in Job. You know when Job started having his issues, the Bible says three of his friends came to him. And the reason why they came to him was because they wanted to comfort him. But along the line, Job realized that these friends, they don't understand what I'm going through. Because everything that the friend said to him suggested that, Job, you are a bad person. And God is punishing you for the bad things that you've done. Because Job kept insisting that I haven't done anything to God. And why is he allowing this to happen to me? Because usually when bad things are happening to you, it's easy to think that it's because of some bad things that you have done. And it is true. Sometimes the bad things that happen to you are as a result of bad things that you have done. But there are also times when God allows certain things to happen to you, not because of anything bad that you have done. Like in the story of the guy who was born blind in John chapter 9. When the disciples saw him, they asked Jesus, "Now who caused him? Why was this guy born blind? Is it because he sinned? Is it because his parents have sinned?" And Jesus answered the disciples, he said, "None of the above. What has happened to this guy? It is God who has allowed it, so that the glory of God will be seen." And that day Jesus touched the eyes of that guy and healed him, and his eyes opened. In essence, what Jesus was explaining is that what happened to this guy, God permitted it, because there's something that God had decided to do. And sometimes in life, that is the reason for the bad experiences that you go through. Now, when Job's friends came to him, they were insistent that you're a bad person, you've done bad things, and that is why this is happening to you. And Job kept insisting that the things that you are saying about me are not true. Now look at verse 21 to verse 22 of Job 19. Job 19:21-22. At a point, this is what Job said to his friends. He said, "Have mercy on me, my friends. Have mercy. For the hand of God has struck me. Must you also persecute me like God does? Haven't you chilled me up enough? Haven't you chilled me up enough?" And so Job was saying to his friends that, "Have mercy on me. You are my friends. Show me compassion. Show me mercy." And he said that because that is what is expected of friends. If you ask me, what kind of friend will you have in Jesus? I'll say that you will have a friend who is compassionate, who has feelings, who can be touched with the feelings of your infirmity, who can understand what you are going through, and who can give you assurances. Number 10. What kind of friend will you have in Jesus? You will have a friend who will speak on your behalf and do all he can to help you. 1 John chapter 2 verse 1. It says, "My dear children, I am writing this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate who pleads our case before the Father. He is Jesus Christ, the one who is truly righteous." In other words, Jesus is someone who speaks on our behalf, who intercedes on our behalf, who pleads with the Father on our behalf. What kind of friend will we have in Jesus? We have a friend who speaks on our behalf and will do all that he can to help us. Last but one, what kind of friend will you have in Jesus? You will have a friend who, even when you don't treat him well, he still calls you friend. Matthew 26 verse 48-50. The Bible says the traitor Judas had given them a pre-arranged signal. You will know which one to arrest when I greet him with a kiss. So Judas came straight to Jesus. He said, "Greetings, Rabbi." He exclaimed. And the next thing he did was he gave Jesus a kiss. He kissed him. Now notice what Jesus did. The Bible says, Jesus said, My friend.
My young boy.
How did he call him?
My friend.
He called him my friend.
Friend, so
he said, go ahead and do what you have come for.
Down for the person,
then the others grabbed Jesus and arrested him. You know, Jesus knew what Judas was up to. He knew what Judas was going to do to him. And at the time when Judas betrayed him, he didn't call him my enemy. He called him my friend. He didn't attack him. He didn't disown him. He didn't reject him. He called him my friend. So what kind of friend would you have in Jesus? You have a friend who, even when you don't treat him well, he still calls you friend. And the last one, what kind of friend will you have in Jesus? You will have a friend who, although he is highly elevated and is superior to you, he still wants to relate and interact with you. I'll say that again. You will have a friend who, although is highly elevated and is superior to you, still wants to relate and interact with you. That is the kind of friend we have in Jesus. John 15 verse 15. It says, I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my father, I have made known to you. And Jesus was explaining to the disciples. At one point, he said to them that, you call me master, and you are right to call me so, because I am your master. And at the time, he was relating with the disciples. He was still part of the Godhead. Even though he came as a man, he was still the second person of the Holy Trinity. That hadn't changed at all. He was still God. So even though he was high up there, he could still relate with these ordinary guys and relate with them as friends. Have you noticed that when people are elevated, they don't like to relate with those that they were relating with before? Are you aware of that? Yeah. Before they were elevated, before they were promoted, they can flow. They sit with you. They eat with you. They go everywhere with you. They interact. They relate. But along the line, when they are promoted, when they are elevated, when they are set on high, now they don't want to relate anymore. Can you understand what I'm saying to you? Now, Jesus is highly elevated. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He has a name that is above every other name. He sits at the right hand of the Father Almighty. Everything is under his feet. He has a name that is above every other name. But I'm saying to you today that even though he's highly lifted up, he still wants to relate with you and I as a friend. And that's why I'm explaining to you today that yes, there are different ways that you know Jesus, but there's another way that you can yet know him. You can know him as a friend. As a friend. As somebody who is attached to you.
So be your better.
Somebody who loves you deeply.
So be your door.
Somebody who never changes his mind about you. And I want to assure you that God wants to have that kind of relationship with you. That Jesus wants to have that kind of relationship with you. Sometimes we are made to believe that he's so high up there and we are so low down below that there's a certain depth of relationship that we can never have with him. But you can never enjoy the very best of your relationship with God until you learn to see him as your friend. And in the Bible, there are people who are called God's friends. Abraham was called a friend of God. Moses was called a friend of God. The disciples were called the friends of God. And that is how Jesus wants to address you. As my friend. From the very beginning. And from the creation. That was the kind of relationship he wanted to have with man. I believe that that was the kind of relationship he had with Adam and Eve. In the garden. He used to come in the cool of the evening. And spend time with them. I can imagine them. Sitting together. Talking. Chatting, laughing. When somebody is your friend, you are relaxed. You don't have to pretend to be something that you're not. You can be yourself. You can let yourself go. You are not self-conscious. You come as you are. And that's the kind of relationship God wants to have with us. And he had that relationship with Adam and Eve. In that garden. It is one of the reasons why God created man. That he could be friends with us. There's a hymn that you may be familiar with. Now the person who wrote this hymn, it was based on the experience of Mary Magdalene with Jesus in the garden on the day that Jesus resurrected. So because Jesus' tomb was believed to be in a kind of garden. So the songwriter wrote this song and that was what he had in mind. But when I look at the words of the song, it kind of reminds me of the Garden of Eden. And my mind goes to, I begin to wonder and to think about the kind of relationship that God had with Adam and Eve in that garden. The chorus of the song says, and he walks with me and he talks with me. And he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry on, none other has ever known. And he walks with me and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. And this is the message of God to you and I. That you can have a friend in Jesus. Besides everything else that you have with him, you can have a friend who sticks closer than a brother. You can have a friend whom you can be yourself when you are with him. You can have a friend that you can carry all your problems and your issues to. You can have a friend who will never leave you nor forsake you. You can have a friend who has compassion and has feelings for you. So develop your relationship with him as your master, as your king, as your Lord, as your redeemer, as your healer. But never leave out this one, because it brings in a certain intimacy, a certain level of intimacy that you may not have with all the other ways Jesus is to you. This kind of intimacy only comes when you have somebody who is a friend in your life. What a friend we have in Jesus. Put your hands together for the Lord and rise to your feet and let us close. Thank you, Jesus. Every head bowed and every eye closed. I know that you need a friend. Every one of us does. But today, God's word is drawing your attention to somebody who is the best friend you can ever have. And his name is Jesus. The beginning of that friendship is when you receive him as Lord and Savior. And this morning, I want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, so that he can be a friend to you as well. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, you want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. Wherever you are, lift up your right hand and I'm going to pray with you, that Jesus will become your Lord and Savior and will become your friend as well. And if you are watching me, you can have this relationship with Jesus as well, and it can begin right where you are. So wherever you are, even though I cannot see you, Jesus can see you. Can you lift up your hand and let me pray with you? Now say this prayer with me and let everybody join in. Say, dear Lord Jesus, this morning I come to you just as I am. I need you like never before. And today, I surrender my life to you. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you that you are also my friend. Help me to serve you, to follow you, and to live for you. Please wash my sins with your blood and make me brand new. From today, I am yours and you are mine. I will serve you, I will follow you, I will live for you for the rest of my life. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' mighty name. And let everybody shout aloud, Amen.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.